fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 27th day of April, year our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. That's how we begin every day here at Republic Broadcasting. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's a bit out of the ordinary. My friend, our regular guest, Dr. Huff, undergoes eye surgery today. What we're doing today is asking for prayers for Dr. Huff to guide the hands of the surgeons and the healthcare professionals that are working in Dr. Huff, that he will have the absolutely perfect outcome from his surgery today. That's a prepper tip of the day. All right, we have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, that instead of the very fragile, because it is very fragile, plastic spigot you see on Berkey's, Kirk's have a solid metal one. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sending a photograph of your deuce and a half, what the Army calls an M35. It's a beautiful truck. How long have you had that?
It's about 11 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't been running for about 8, but once the new batteries went in, it started right up, which was remarkable.
Well, military vehicles are mil spec, and I got a good mil spec vehicle story for you. One evening we were leaving one building to go to another. It was dark, probably 8 or 9 o'clock, and I was in the back of the deuce and a half. I wasn't the driver. The driver was pulling out of the parking space. We're right next to a canal, by the way. And because of the height of the deuce and a half and his view being obstructed, he could see the Jeep that was 6 feet in front of him, but he could not see the Jeep trailer that was between him and the Jeep. So thinking he had this extra space to pull out, he bumps into the Jeep trailer, which bumps into the Jeep, which knocks the Jeep down to the canal.
Huh.
So we're all standing there looking at it, thinking, what do we do next? Well, we call the MPs. So the military police show up with a tow truck and a cable and a winch. And they pull this thing out of the canal. It was submerged to the top of the windshield, by the way, completely submerged. And we pull it out, get it on dry ground. Somebody says, well, let's see if it starts. It started right up. It started right up.
That's great.
Just like nothing had ever happened to it. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And, of course, your M35 is mil-spec also. They're also those trucks, the Deuce and a Half, is also called a high water truck. Did you know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it does real well in fording, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You can drive through 3 feet
nice
of water.
Nice high stack exhaust.
Yeah, well, you can go through 3 feet of water with no trouble, and they've got some special options added to it. You can actually drive through about 6 feet of water, maybe even 8 feet of water with a Deuce and a Half. It's amazing, an absolutely amazing, tough vehicle. That those vehicles being manufactured new, if Ford, Dodge, or Chevrolet was going to make one new and sell it to the public in 2023. It'd easily be a $150,000 or $200,000 vehicle, wouldn't it?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's very, very stout. You know, it's got that cat diesel and the Allison, automatic transmission. This one has got a computer on board where it regulates the individual air pressure of each of the six tires. And when we bought it, we had some stuff done to it. We had a dump bed put on it so it can dump. And then also had the front axle has got those switches on each hub where you can turn off the front wheel so they're not running all the time, even though it might just be in the two rear axles. Those front wheels still make the drive shaft assembly in the front move without those, shutoffs. So it's pretty cool setup for sure.
That must have been one of the later editions of it. The earlier editions we had in Vietnam had 10 wheels.
This was redone in 93.
Yeah. Eight in the back and two in the front. And
jeez.
I recall one day I was leaving this parking area in Vietnam, and the parking area was formerly a soccer field because of the French Foreign Legion had this the premises before we took them over, and it was rainy season, and this soccer field had become about a foot and a half deep gumbo mud, just the richest, thickest gumbo mud that you can imagine. And it started to bog down. And one of the guys in the back, I was the driver, he says, "Moore, put it in million wheel drive." So I pushed the lever, and we had all 10 wheels pulling and pushing, and went through that gumbo mud. It was just churned through it. It was amazing.
Yeah, traction is one thing it's not short of, for sure.
No. I was not sure.
It doesn't like to drive above 55 miles an hour, but other than that, it's a great vehicle.
Right. Yep. So
do some proctoring to the drivetrain to get it to really run on the
magnificent
highway.
Magnificent vehicle. Anyway, Kirk. Of course, the big news since you and I talked last is Tucker Carlson being fired from Fox News, isn't it?
Right, yeah, for sure. I guess he made an appearance on Twitter. Was it last night?
He did. It was about a 2 minute. Video that he did, and he's very perky and upbeat and telling it like it is about the collusion between corporate America and the mass media, which of course there is, and a lot of speculation about why he was fired. The heavy hitter in the corporate America, of course, is Big Pharma. The pharmaceutical companies have the money to sway opinions and even get Tucker Carlson fired if they chose to.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, even though they weren't big advertisers on his show.
No, but I don't know about Fox in general, but they were.
Fox in general, they are, for sure.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Every two seconds, brought to you by Pfizer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a video thing that I did where you see it. You know, it's just incredible. But anyway...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Tucker's going to hit the ground running. I'm not sure what he's working with his top producer to make their next move, whatever it's going to be. Hopefully he'll take a week or two off to catch his breath and evaluate everything with deliberation and not make any rash decisions about what to do next. Tucker Carlson is in a very unique position in this country in terms of his ability to have a massive audience, the biggest audience in television, I believe, with Tucker Carlson's audience. And so whatever he does, hopefully he'll make the right decision to do it right. I've abandoned Fox Network myself. I no longer watch it. I've been watching a little bit of Newsmax or a little bit of One American News. I don't devote more than 1 hour a day to getting caught up. And quite frankly, neither one of those networks comes anywhere close to what Tucker was doing all those years in terms of the quality of the production and so forth. But it'll be fine. Tucker will be fine. I'd love to see an alliance between Tucker and Elon Musk. That would be a sight to behold, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all my votes aren't in yet, you know, for Elon. I think there's some issues there. But who was Tucker's father? I think he was somebody involved in the higher up hierarchy. Yeah, somehow.
Who was Tucker's what again? Say again.
Father.
Oh, father. Oh, yeah. He was. Tucker grew up a privileged life, going to private schools and so forth. And I don't recall offhand who his father was, or is, if he's still alive. Anyway, what have you been paying attention to, Kirk, that you would like to talk about this morning?
Well, everything. I mean, just all the different pieces of the puzzle, you know, that we see on the news every night. They give the illusion, you know, and the deception, I think, that, you know, they're all separate, you know, and not related. When in fact, it looks to me like what we see going on right now in Europe is just much of the same thing. They're trying to pull their, you know, regime change strategy, which they do in many countries, you know, in the past. And they go in, they create a war, they create a problem, they come in with the solution. They get to not only destroy, you know, which is gigantic, you know, money input, but then they get to rebuild, you know, which is more money input. And there's only six or seven contractors out there capable of rebuilding the infrastructure in a country. So, you know, one or several of them get selected. And then once they do that, they bring in their money supply, you know, which is the real windfall, you know, into that country. And I think that the Russians probably have a feeling that that's what's going on here, that, you know, supporting and helping Ukraine is the story, but the real backbone, you know, is ultimate regime change in Russia. And
That's a fantasy. That's not going to happen. One of the things Carlson mentioned in his two-minute dialogue that he did, a video, is the very important issues that mainstream media never touches. That was a very true statement. One of them being the war in Ukraine. They really don't cover it very well. And the coverage they do give it is typically skewed, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely align, you know, with Tucker, you know, in his anti-war stance and, you know, his commentary. I think it's just ridiculous. There was an interesting thing that happened here locally. I'd like to tell you about it just because I know you have a lot of background, you know, with the court system. So Kathy was called down to jury duty last week. And, you know, she's been, I think, twice before, you know, usually small cases. One was a burglary and then there was something else. But this was very interesting because they had three of the wildlife officials there as soon as she walked into the room. And evidently they call in 150 people to select the jury. Only 58 showed up. And, you know, the missing folks were chastised by the, you know, DA saying that, you know, it's not cool to not show up when you get called for jury duty. And they're investigating, you know, going out and giving, you know, summonses and fines, you know, these people that did not show up. But in any event,
the sheriff out to arrest these people, but go ahead.
Okay, so 150 people, right, get called in for this trial. Turns out, and she suspected this, she was not selected, but she was able to talk with some of the people that were there in the room, and she thought it had something to do about a turkey that was killed on somebody's property, you know, because the wildlife officials were there. Turned out that the trial was the government going after this guy who killed a turkey on his own property, using some kind of bait system that evidently was illegal. So think of them, and ultimately was found not guilty, you know, thank God, by the jury, which I think is great. We know the attorney that represented the defendant. But in any event, isn't that crazy? I mean, think of the money that was spent, you know, to call this thing to happen over a dead turkey. And if that's not a ginormous example of waste, I don't know what could be. Not only the dollars, but all the manpower involved. I understand it was just a one-day trial, but I think, isn't that interesting that they would spend that kind of money?
It is interesting. It is interesting. You know, my neighborhood has been, half a century ago, there was a conservation agent that came down here to investigate a matter in my part of the county, in my part of Crawford County, down here in Osage Township. He was never seen again, ever. Just gone.
Wow.
Yeah, never seen again. I know in Missouri during the Great Depression, before World War II began, every deer in Missouri was killed. And at the end of World War II, they had to bring in deer, I believe, from Indiana to reestablish the deer herd because they'd been wiped out during the Great Depression.
Right. And I think there's been similar activity here in the county, you know, to support the turkey population. I understand all of that, but, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to render a trial like this over one dead bird that was killed on this guy's property, regardless of the condition. I just think it's ridiculous. You know,
I'm curious about how they would even learn of what took place. Did he go to the coffee shop and brag about?
Maybe.
It's private property, and conservation agents typically don't come on private property.
Oh, they do here. Yeah, they inspect and run around, you know, and do what they have to. For sure.
Well, I'm not sure that they can come on private property without a warrant. Maybe they can in your state. That's interesting. And I was part of the defense team for a man and his son who were poachers. And they were quite proud of their poaching. They had the antlers from the deer and other animals proudly on display at their home, which amounted to several hundred sets of antlers from deer and elk and moose and so forth. They would travel to the states and poach and bring their kills back to Missouri. It's a whole different mindset, the mindset of a poacher. Anyway, Kirk, these issues that we're concerned about continue to move forward. The high-level officials in the Pentagon and the Biden administration talking about World War III as if they're talking about yesterday's baseball game, as if it's no big deal. Talking about regime change in Russia as if that's no big deal. Attempting to change a regime of a third-world country like Iraq is one thing, and that was a miserable failure. Even talking about it with a country that has nuclear weapons, such as Russia, is a massive mistake, don't you think?
Oh, I think the whole thing is ludicrous. But, you know, it's the agenda. It's the one they want. And, you know, they're pushing forward. And they've got many of the politicians, you know, alongside with them. I understand there's a proposal for a new bill that would actually make it policy of the U.S. government to support Ukraine, you know, all the way to the bitter end. So they wouldn't even have to, you know, discuss any more money. You know, it would just be automatic part of the policy. I think that's being considered now.
Wouldn't that be handy?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what vital U.S. national security interest exists in doing what we're doing in Ukraine. What I am aware of is that the Biden administration has actively stopped any attempt at negotiating a settlement. That's wrong on the face of it. There needs to be a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. That's what needs to happen. At some point, that will happen, but the sooner the better, don't you think?
Yeah, I think eventually, you know, hopefully we'll see this. And, you know, the other thing that seems to be happening, a tremendous amount of new layoffs in corporate America from some of the largest manufacturing companies like 3M and others. Just every day, it seems, is a new announcement. You know, thousands and thousands of people being laid off.
Well, that's the economy slowing down, isn't it? We have a break. Sure. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio, and what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. The April sale for Liberator rocket heaters ends Saturday at midnight, $500 off. If you want to stay warm and cozy, plus save money next winter, well, the time to do that is to get your Liberator rocket heater right now while the sale is going on, $500 off. You can make your purchase right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com. If you want to send a check or money order, make sure it's posted before midnight the 29th. That's only a couple of days away. And, of course, my toll-free order line, they can take your order as well. That's 800-592-9543. Filling with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And, Kirk, we recommend one of these Ready Pure filters, one for every two adults, one for every three children, and an extra one unopened in the box, as a high-quality barter item, don't we?
We do, and we've got a special going on this weekend only. We've got several of these units that are what we call seconds, so they have slight imperfections, usually on the stainless steel finish. They're perfectly functional. The cartridges, of course, are brand new. Anyway, Kathy's offering these units at $199 while they last. There's just a few of them, so, you know, first come, first serve. And I guess she said that was the promo code was Mayday.
Really?
M-A-Y-D-A-Y. Or, of course, you can give us a call to get in on those units. And, again, we've got several of these units that we call seconds, which she's selling off at $199. It's a great value and a great opportunity to acquire some extra units or perhaps, you know, one as a gift for mom, you know, for the upcoming holiday.
Right. Well, I encourage people to take advantage of this sale now while it lasts, and the sale goes until when, sir?
Yeah, or until the units run out. There's only a few of them. I think she said there were 7 or 8 units that that she had deemed, you know, were seconds. And those are being sold at $200 off the price. So worth taking advantage of for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm happy to hear that that sale is taking place. Kirk, a lot of speculation. We're at the beginning of the presidential race here. Who's going to be the candidate, whether there will or will not be debates. Apparently, there's not going to be any Democratic primary debates, are there?
No, and really, we saw a lot of that last season, I think, too, right? Didn't they stop doing those, like, midway through the last president? Something was going on. I can't remember, but it was that same thing. We're not going to do it. Oh, of course, it was the governor race in Arizona. The woman running said that she would not, you know, do any debates whatsoever, a la what we saw sort of with Biden. But in any event, that is very interesting. What do you think about a Trump-Kennedy ticket? Wouldn't that be a killer?
It would be a shock to the liberal Democrats.
It would be.
And
it would work, though, I think.
Well, Bobby Kennedy is from the old school Kennedy family, old school Democrats. And I've known my friend John Ross, who died about a year ago. He ran for Congress as a Democrat, lifelong Democrat. But he was a traditional, somewhat conservative Democrat who did not believe in or participate in all the silliness that has been going on with the Democratic Party that's become, well, it will become what they become. that would be quite a ticket. Speculation about Ron DeSantis, speculation about Tucker Carlson running for president, believe it or not. Carrie Lake, I think she may be a good choice as a VP for Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I like Kennedy better. but we'll see. I think he's got great stance on a number of issues. I think he might still be, you know, a little confused on others. But I think, you know, because Trump is not a traditional Republican, you know, this might work. I mean, I know that if those two teamed up, it would be a killer ticket. I think it would be impossible for anybody to beat it, you know, even with news shutdowns and everything else they're doing. I just think I think you couldn't beat it. I mean, that's my opinion. I'm sure it probably won't happen, you know, for many reasons. But I think if it did, it would be tremendous.
Mm-hmm. It would be. It would be. Well, not there's anything we can do about it. And it'll be interesting to see if Joe Biden actually does run. It might just be something to give him more power for the next 18 months or so to pretend to be the candidate. I'd be shocked if he actually is the candidate of the Democratic Party. How about you?
Well, he's pretending to be the president, isn't he? I mean, in many ways. I mean, forget the election. I mean, we never really see the guy. It's not cognizant. He fumbles around. You know, it's very clear that more than any other president, you know, it's his staff that's running the show. And it's a shame that the American population is so dumbed down that they accept this, you know, this bullwinkle. I think it's just crazy. I think the whole thing's nuts.
It is. It is. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I want handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be a lot of fun. I will share information that I simply can't share on the air for many reasons, but I'll be sharing it with my guest at the John Moore Ozark Symposium. That's the first week of August at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years in business. And it's like walking into a time capsule. The chef there will prepare us great breakfast and great dinners every day. You'll be my live studio audience, and we'll probably make a trip down to Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. I think that Liam will join us one morning. It's just tough getting away from all the critters, but I think he can do that. If, details at my website, and you can make your reservation with Betsy Murphy. Just give her a call at 636-530-9502, 636-530-9502. You want a custom log home ranging from a one-room log cabin, such as Davy Crockett would have had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge, such as featured in the TV series Yellowstone, anything in between, give me a call, and we'll get that going for you. Last but not least, energy cleaners are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you have pain issues, doesn't matter the source of the pain, you need an energy cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. Get the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check if you need to. Or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters with a nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment. That's pretty substantial, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. And this weekend, again, we have a special going on. We've got several units that are what we call seconds. There's usually slight blemish on the stainless steel finish on the outside, but they're perfectly functional. And, of course, they have our brand-new gravity-fed cartridges in them. And they're being sold off this weekend at the discounted price of $199, which is an incredible deal. So if you're looking for an extra unit, like to have a few on hand for barter purposes or maybe to give to mom for Mother's Day, this is the perfect solution. And you can give us a call direct at 336-525-1015, or you can visit us at libertymanwater.com and just use promo code MAYDAY in order to take advantage of that second special. Again, $199, which is $200 off. So pretty exciting stuff. And that's just for the John Moore Liberty Man listeners. That is not going to be advertised.
All right. Tell me, Kirk, you live in the state of North Carolina. Is there any movement in the state legislature to prevent youngsters from being having their genitals mutilated or taking these very harmful hormone drugs that they're offering for youngsters?
Gosh, I don't know for sure. I certainly hope so. You know, there is a decent, you know, conservative movement here, but, you know, it doesn't equal, you know, typically what we see with the liberal movement, although statewide that may not be the case. But I know that
in Missouri, a judge has put a temporary hold on the attorney general's stopping that from happening in the state of Missouri. But something that's kind of funny, the mayor of the city of St. Louis, a black female, is suing two automobile manufacturers, Kia and another one, because they've made their cars too easy for black men to steal.
Oh,
can't make this up. I mean, you can't make this up.
No, it's ridiculous.
She's made herself the laughing stock of the entire country with what she's done. Let's see if I can find that article here.
So she says that they're inviting crime by doing that. It's like leaving your foot locker unlocked. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, I haven't read the details of the lawsuit, but She's suing these automobile manufacturers for manufacturing cars that black men find too easy to steal. So instead of blaming the criminals for committing crime, she blames the automobile manufacturers for the way they manufacture their cars.
Sure. Yeah, it makes sense, huh?
It makes absolute sense, sure. Yeah. Well,
stranger and stranger. You know, we don't even have to tell stories anymore because the truth is, you know, better nonfiction than, you know, better fiction than what we could read.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it is. And I don't know, you know, she's not getting very good advice. Let's put it that way. Not getting very good advice. Anything going on locally with the economy that you want to share with us?
Well, I mean, we've been working hard, you know, on the homestead, trying to get prepared. We've got a number of projects in the air right now. One is getting our lumber mill up and running again. And one of the difficulties that we had before is that it was great, you know, for cutting lumber for outside exterior use. But anything you try to do for any wood use inside was impossible, you know, without it being kiln dried. And, you know, we tried solar drying, air drying, all of these things really aren't effective for many reasons. And then, you know, the solar and the air typically, you know, hurt the wood in many ways as well. So what the kiln does is it takes the moisture of the wood down very gradually over a period of time. And then at the very end, there's an extra heat function that superheats the material to kill any insects or eggs or things that could be in it. So it's going to be great, you know, to have access to that kiln dried lumber. We're almost done with the real construction part of the kiln. I sent a picture of the kiln that we're building in the Skype chat. I don't know if you can see it. There's a little video in there too. So what happens with this kiln chamber is it's your standard, you know, 24-inch on center, you know, storage building. The slab that this is being placed on top of has actually been, you know, super insulated. And then there's 4 inches of foil-faced urethane insulation inside the walls of this thing and 6 inches on the ceiling. And so it's super, super insulated. And the computer-controlled module that goes inside, you know, makes all this happen. There's a wet bulb and a dry bulb, you know, for sensors inside this thing. And it's going to be pretty tremendous. So I'll keep you posted as we make progress on that. But we're really excited about it, and I'm anxious to begin especially working on slabs, because there's a great business in those, and they tend to be very, very expensive. And I'm hoping that we can offer them at a more economical price.
All right. I got details on that St. Louis lawsuit. The St. Louis mayor is Tessura Jones. She's suing Kia and Hyundai for failure to install industry-standard anti-theft technology in millions of other vehicles. And she says that they should be held accountable for endangering our residents and putting profits over people.
Interesting.
So let's see. Here we go.
So she really doesn't say. Does she say in the actual lawsuit that she feels that, you know, it makes it easier for criminals, you know, of a certain race to commit crime? Does she actually say that in the complaint? Or,
well, I don't have the complaint here in front of me. Yeah. So I don't know.
Because taken from the perspective of what you just said, I mean, you could see how it might make some sense. She's saying that it leads to extra crime. You know, because it's that, which, you know, you could make a case for that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's blaming. It's blaming the vehicle instead of the thief.
Agree completely. It's like gun control. The same concept. You know, we're not going to blame the criminals. We're going to blame the guns themselves. You know,
right.
Make them to blame.
Right. Well, it's a bizarre legal concept, that legal theory that the whole lawsuit's based on. The federal government mandates certain things, and you have to meet those mandates in order to sell your vehicles in this country. So I'm sure they've met all the federal standards, or they wouldn't be allowed to sell their vehicles, would they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. So I saw an article pop up in Natural News this morning about Pfizer, you know, being called to the mat because supposedly they bribed over 400 independent medical organizations and nonprofits to propagate, you know, false narratives about the so-called vaccine. I thought that was an interesting article. And in fact, this is the second thing that I've seen regarding Pfizer this week. There was something else that came up as well that had to do with false studies, or there was a doctor I saw on one of the news shows. But just incredible. And, you know, that these pharmacy companies are able to get away with what they do, and that more light, you know, is not being shed on this issue. It's a huge problem, for many, many reasons.
It is. Well, there's a free down, there's a download of the PDF of the actual lawsuit itself, which I may get a chance to read that at some point. Well, Pfizer has been bribing these companies to achieve their goals, haven't they?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's been going on forever. I mean, you know, the free trips and things for doctors and other incentives, and, you know, the barrage of, I mean, I remember a time when it was illegal, you know, for them to advertise. And now you see it every 2 seconds, you know, on regular. We don't watch regular television, but when we did, you would see it constantly. And I know there are gigantic, you know, advertising arm of all the major news services out there. And I just think it's a terrible circumstance. The thing that kills me so much is that a lot of this money, you know, that's wasted could be put to great use, you know, right here in America, improving infrastructure, creating, you know, legitimate jobs. You know, bettering the conditions for Americans that are, you know, unfortunate, all of these things, you know, health services, you know, could be brought to a much higher degree. And I think, you know, this is what you see Kennedy talk about, you know, and he's difficult to listen to. He's got that speech issue, which is a shame. But, you know, you listen to what he has to say, and that's really the bulk of it. I mean, I saw him speak, I think it was last week. And obviously, there's going to be varied opinion about this, but he said, look, if I get elected, I'm going to shut down all the military bases around the world, bring all of our soldiers back home, and, you know, put the money into infrastructure and rebuilding America, which I thought was a tremendous message you know, from my perspective, and obviously there's yays and nays for many reasons regarding that. But I don't know that anybody of intelligence could look at what's happened in the last couple of years geopolitically and not start to question the legitimacy of what we do and how we do it, you know, here in this country. And I think that you're going to see a movement now, an uprising really of the people, you know, not necessarily a physical one, but a mental uprising of people recognizing now exactly what's going on. And hopefully we can put an end to it, because there's so much graft, so much corruption, so much incredible waste, you know, at the governmental level, none of which needs to happen, and is only made possible by the way the money supply is manipulated. See, if it were not for that, they couldn't do the things they do because they couldn't fund them. And they have to fund them with ever-increasing debt, you know, which is based on, you know, nothing. And they're continuing, you know, to do this. And, of course, it leads to disaster and shrinks the money, you know, shrinks the value of the money supply for all the hardworking people that are out there, and truly winds up hurting everyone, including the underprivileged, because the jobs stop, the local contributions to charity stop. All of these things get cut back when we see this over-empowered government, you know, do what they do. And the debt money supply is the mechanism for making that happen. And it's also the mechanism for a lot of this violence that we see going on, you know, around the world. And I just think it's time to take a good hard look at that and find, and it starts with speaking out, you know, about it. And Kennedy seems to be a great voice to do that. Trump, we know, is an excellent a businessman and an excellent manager. And the two of them together would make an incredible, incredible team. And I wonder if there'll be a push for that. We'll see.
We shall
probably
see.
It's probably a fantasy, but it's a happy fantasy. It's better than the Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. Well, time's running out for our republic. Another 4 years of somebody with a Democratic Party, except Bobby Kennedy. I don't think that Bobby Kennedy would continue the policies that are in place right now. But what's going on right now is the third term of the Obama administration.
Right.
And that's a true statement.
Yeah. I agree.
A lot of people were shocked and surprised when Obama, instead of leaving D.C., which every president for the last century gets the hell out of Dodge when their term is over, he bought a very large mansion right down the street from the White House.
Right.
And, of course, Valerie Jarrett's there. She actually ran the government for when Obama was president. And most likely she's running the government right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I have no doubt. I mean, it's definitely not Joe, I can tell you that, you know, for sure. And what about his wife? We never see her anywhere, right? Maybe they do on regular CNN. I don't know. I don't watch CNN. But does Dr. Biden ever come out in public? Do we ever see anything?
I see her occasionally at different ceremonies in the company with the president. I'm not sure. Of course, unless I look carefully, I don't know if it's, you know, the real Joe Biden or the fake Joe Biden. I have to get a close-up of the ears. And there are, in fact, two Joe Bidens. And in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, the fake one has a attached earlobe, and the real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe, a dangling earlobe. And that's reality. If you look carefully, you can see that reality for yourself, can't you?
Yeah, I saw the photos on your excellent website, and you know, got a chuckle, you know, out of that for sure.
Well, that's just a place to get you started. All you need to do is watch the State of the Union address and any other public appearance where there's a close up of his face and his ears, and you can see that for yourself. It's easily seen. We can't rely on the government to take care of us. We have to depend on ourselves to take care of ourselves and our families, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, getting prepared, you know, food, clean, healthy water, you know, and access to it, even without electricity. That's what our Ready Pure unit is all about. You know, being able to, you know, have enough bulk food on hand to at least sustain yourself for nothing greater, at least a few months. All of these things are very smart, wise investments. The ability to create heat in your home in the winter, you know, should there be a services shutdown, like with the rocket stove, all of these things, crucial. And I want to give a plug too for the energy cleaner. What a great product that is. You know, Kathy and I have been using it now for well over a year, and we saw a tremendous difference. I was continuing to use it even though I had a thought that the batteries might have been low. Changed the batteries, could see a great dramatic result. You know, again as a result of that. What a great efficacious device that is. And I'll tell you, John, the mattress pad that you provide with that unit is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Better made than any other such, you know, pad I've seen. There's grounding pads and other things out there. None of them can hold a candle to what you do with the energy cleaner. So great, great product.
It is, and we really like helping people get their life back, and that's what it's all about. We have our last break coming up here pretty quick. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Kirk, this hour has flown by, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has.
Okay, well, it's always fun to visit with you and get caught up in what's going on in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I would have become a resident of North Carolina, but the state government did not allow my my year and a half at Fort Bragg to count towards residency as a university student.
So that was the state's loss and our loss for sure.
Despite my being a resident there for a year and a half, I would have been forced to pay out-of-state tuition, which I couldn't afford at the time. So that was that, and I had to leave the state. Anyway, Kirk, what are your final thoughts for today, sir?
Well, I think that anybody out there who has not purchased their ReadyPure or would like to have extra ones on hand, take advantage of the special this weekend just for John Moore listeners. You can call us at 336-525-1015 and take advantage of the few units that we have that are what we call seconds that are an extra $100. So it's $200 off the normal price or $199. Give us a call. Take advantage of that.
All right. Well, I encourage people to do that. Well, Kirk, it's always good to visit with you. We still have about a minute and a half left if you got anything else you'd like to say this morning.
Well, I just think, you know, now is the time to get prepped, you know, fully. I know that we're taking steps to get all the last little things done that, you know, we're deeper, you know, on the priority list. And a great idea to take advantage of improving your skills, you know, for working really any kind of a home business. There's so many tools out there to do it. And I would encourage you, one of the things that I really promote with a lot of people that I speak with is the online learning platforms like Skillshare, Skillshare.com. We're not an affiliate of Skillshare. I don't make any money by recommending it. But I'll tell you, great system for learning anything on the computer, all kinds of skills and techniques that are valuable for any home business. And today, you know, even we are getting very shortly a true fiber optic high-speed access here in the hinterland of North Carolina. We've been without it for years and had to resort to the satellite and the cell phone and all kinds of systems. But even we're getting the fiber optic cable. So it's coming everywhere, you know, obviously as a control mechanism. But while it's going to be there, you might as well take advantage of it for some great learning opportunities. They're out there for sure. And anybody that would like to call and discuss that, you can give us a call at our office, and I can tell you some of the things that I've done over the last couple of years and that I would recommend. No reason to be broke and without cash in this day and age. Back to you, John.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kirk. I'm going to send you a private message here, something that will help you. We move forward with all these issues, educate and inform, and get people involved in preparedness, don't we?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. An important show, and I thank you so much, and we really appreciate you, John.
Okay. That's it for this hour. Thank you, Kirk. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
We top the hour break. We're back with Dr. Horowitz.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.